Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and make sure you always mortgage confidently. What a thriller it was last weekend in Foxborough between the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Pats take a 24-9 lead into half before the Chiefs make a comeback in half number two. But then the Patriots prevail at the end, led by Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, and also the kicker in Steven Gostkowski, who gets one at the end to fall through. 43-40, the Pats take down the Kansas City Chiefs, undefeated no more for KC. The Pats coming up on Sunday have the Chicago Bears, 1 p.m. Eastern in the Windy City. So let's welcome in the starting center for the New England Patriots, also a team captain, and that's David Andrews. David, it's Zach Gelb. Thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Well, I'm doing great, and we appreciate you coming on. That was one heck of a victory last weekend. Just how about the roller coaster ride of emotions that you went through in that one?
Yeah, you know, it was a great team win. There was some good situational football, you know, played in that game, and, you know, it came down there right to the end, and, we were able to execute.
I saw Tom Brady at the end was saying that he believes this offense could be even better. How do you guys get better? We always know Bill finds a way, Josh finds a way, and Tom finds a way. How do you look to get better after putting up 43 on the Chiefs?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's always things you can improve on. You know, I mean, we had a turnover, so you never want to do that. So that's something we can improve on. You know, and especially the offensive line, we can always improve in our pass blocking and run blocking and, you know, even try to get it even better than it is.
I'll tell you, I think the biggest difference from the 1-2 start where now you're able to put three in a row together is obviously you get some teammates back and some new players into the fold, but really the Patriots have been able to run the football. The O-line's dominating and you're able to run the football with a lot of success.
Yeah, you know, we've just been putting in the work and, you know, each week guys coming in working hard at every practice, you know, going out there and just trying to improve and really have bought in and, you know, hopefully we can keep that train rolling.
It has to be tough for a rookie to come in right away and have success in New England, just with all the pressure and the dominance they've had over the years. Sony Michel, though, after the first few games was hearing it from the fans, but ever since he's really been rolling in these last three. Just what has impressed you the most with a former college teammate of yours out of Georgia and Sony Michel?
Yeah, you know, I got to see him come in as a freshman at Georgia. And, you know, the same thing. He's a great work ethic, you know, really doesn't, you know, say much, just comes in, you know, puts the work in, and, you know, he's been awesome to block for.
And we know there's two big sayings in Foxborough. It's ignore the noise and do your job. Just how has Sony Michel been able to do his job so far? And also, how was he able to ignore the noise when he got some criticism early on in the season?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's just so many ups and downs, you know, in the NFL and week to week, you know, year to year, whatever it is. And, you know, so I think he's learned some valuable lessons early, and you just got to keep going out each week and keep improving, and, you know, you'll see the fruits of those labor.
Talking to David Andrews right now, Patriots starting center and a team captain. You were, in 2015, an undrafted free agent. You walked in, and you ended up winning a battle and starting for the Pats right away, and you haven't looked back ever since. Just what is that like, walking into New England where all they've done is won, and you have Brady and Belichick, just two giants in the annals of NFL history? What is that like when you walk in as a rookie to Foxborough?
You know, it was definitely a challenge. It was one I was, you know, up for, and, you know, I wanted to be a part of the best. And, you know, there's been no better organization over the last, you know, 20 years than in the NFL. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to, you know, make the football team and contribute. And, you know, but to me, you know, I think it's been tough, but at the same time, it's been easy. Your expectations are clear. You know what you're supposed to do and how you do it. You just got to go out there and execute it.
Is it at all intimidating?
I mean, yeah, I can guess that you'd say it's intimidating. I think, you know, but at the end of the day, it's just football. It's what you've been doing for however long you've been playing. And, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to go out there and play and, you know, do what you know what to do.
What do you remember about your first interaction with Tom Brady?
First interaction, he actually knew my name, which to me, going into a 15th year, I don't know what it was exactly, to know an undrafted rookie, guy, probably long shot to make the football team, to know my name the first time he saw me, it definitely meant a lot and, made me a little bit more comfortable.
Obviously, you're a professional and you're respected being there for a few years and now being a team captain. Did you call your family once when you got home that first time meeting Tom and just say, Tom Brady knew who I was? Like, what was it, one of those moments?
I don't know, because I probably messed something up later at practice that day that probably overshadowed that moment. So I was probably more concerned with that than, actually meeting him.
What's it like when you have a bad snap in practice to Tom? What is Bill like? What is Tom like when that happens?
Honestly, I guess I'm more concerned with Tom than Bill. Bill's definitely going to let you have it, but at the end of the day, Tom's the guy you're working with back there. And, it was tough my rookie year at times. You got to feel each other out and learn, what he likes and how he operates and things like that. So it was definitely a little bit of a challenge, but, when a guy's been doing it for, longer, than you've been playing football, I guess you do what he says.
Talking to David Andrews right now on CBS Sports Radio. So we talked about the success of the run game. You look at the offense overall, you guys have been rolling the last 3 weeks. What else has changed with this team after that 1-2 start?
I think we just try to come in each week and improve. If we're 10-0, 1-2, 0-1, whatever, you just got to keep coming in each week, keep improving throughout the year, keep practicing your fundamentals. We weren't playing good enough, but, that's the bottom line. And, we just had to really kind of humble ourselves and, say we got to pick up the slack and do better. And, we got guys bought in, we responded well and, just got to keep doing that.
Also helps when you're able to add Julian Edelman coming off the suspension and then Bill makes a trade to bring in Josh Gordon. Just how about the importance of Jules and also Josh Gordon, what they meant to this football team?
Yeah, Julian's been a great teammate. For the 4 years I've been here, he's a heck of a competitor and he's a great ball player. So, getting him back, it's always good to get, one of your teammates back. And, Josh has done a great job for us. We've got a great group of skill guys that, we just got to give them chances and they can make plays.
It seems like there's a lot of respect in that locker room already for Josh Gordon. It seems like there's some good synergy between him and the teammates, and you could see it a few weeks ago when he got the touchdown up against the Colts and how you guys celebrated as a group and, exchanged some high fives there.
Yeah, Josh has been a great teammate, to me and everyone here. And, and it's always great, when a guy comes in like that. You can see him working his tail off and, and then when all that hard work accumulates to touchdowns, everyone's happy,
Hey, I'll tell you as well, because obviously Edelman and Gordon, they're going to be the people that a lot of people will talk about nationally, but let's show some love to the O-line. Losing Nate Solder, it was going to be a big task to replace him, but Trent Brown has done a nice job for you guys.
Yeah, Trent might be the biggest human I've ever seen. but my gosh. But Trent's been great and, has really come in, bought in and, really worked to apply the techniques and, the schemes.
You mentioned Trent's size. How many deep dish pizzas since you go to Chicago this week do you think he could take down?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. Deep dish is hard. That's a big meal. Maybe two.
Only two? I would expect a little bit more out of Trent.
Deep dish is that thick pizza, so. It's a meal in itself right there.
And you're not going to eat that before a game, right?
No chance.
I think Bill would be a little bit annoyed about that. Hey, Gronk's from the Buffalo area, so he knows everything about wings. I'm going to the game next week. Patriots and Bills, the little Monday Night Football. I'll ask you the same question. If you guys went out as an O-line, how many wings do you think the O-line could take down?
Ooh, all five or all 10 of us?
Let's go all 10.
Probably 200 plus, probably easily.
And out of the 200, how many do you eat?
20.
20. Okay.
20 would probably be close to my max.
Now, you're from Georgia, correct?
Yes, sir.
So what's the number one food if I went to Georgia? What's the number one food that I have to try?
poo, man. You just got to get some good down-home cooking, you know, some fried chicken, mac and cheese, you know, some peas, you know, a nice biscuit. That's got to be it.
That's my type of meal. Wrapping up with David Andrews right now on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk about Chicago. We'll get off the food. We'll get to what you have to go up against. Mack, Trevathan, Smith, Hicks. The names go on and on with this defense for Chicago.
Yeah, you know, they got a lot of good players, and they're playing really well right now. They do a great job of getting the ball off people, especially the quarterback. You know, and they're very good to get into the quarterback. So, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us. You know, they're going to be amped up, playing in front of their home crowd. So it's going to be a great environment to go into.
Have you ever played in Chicago?
I have not.
You know, this got to be going to be a fun one then extra for you. Great environment and also football weather, too. You get Chicago right in October. It gets a little bit chilly there.
Yeah, you know, so there's that NFL northern weather starting to kick off around here. And, you know, as a big guy, you always like that.
Last one I'll ask you is, we're talking to a true football guy in David Andrews. What's the coldest game you've ever played in?
Probably Denver 2 years ago.
The snow game, right, with Osweiler, right? Was that
the
game?
No. That was the year after that. It had snowed, and it was like, I think they said it was like top five coldest games we've ever played in.
Wow. What's it like when you're playing a game like that? Do you just get used to it, or is that something that takes a little, you know, a quarter or two to get used to?
To me, I think your adrenaline gets going and you don't feel it that much. You know, the ground's super hard, especially out there. They have the real turf, real grass. So that ground gets hard and things like that. But really after it, you know, getting in the shower, things like that, it kind of burns and stuff is when I start to notice it the most.
After the game, what, you just want to wrap yourself up in a blanket and take a nap probably?
Yeah, and you start peeling off wet clothes and it just is burning, stinging. It's pretty interesting.
Well, David, we appreciate the time. Good luck the rest of the way. We'll be watching you Sunday. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.